So the pasuk in Perek Mentes Parshas Vayechi. Vayikra Yaakov el bon aviyom yasu vayigid lachem es asher yikra etzchem b'achrisa yomim. And the pasuk b'kish, so Rashi quotes already Gemara Psochim b'kish Yaakov el galos saketz, but it doesn't say v'nistal kamimenu shchina, right? V'yischil b'dvorim acherim. So where is that from? This is from the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Psochim. The Gemara says like this. Omar b'shimon, the kiddush b'shimon lokish. Omar b'shimon lokish. Vayikar Yaakov lebanav v'yomer asfu v'yagid lachem bikish Yaakov legalov lebanav ketzayomin. He wanted to show and to tell them the end of dates. V'nistal kamimenu shchina, and the shchina was nistalik mimenu. Why? Because he doesn't answer. He doesn't follow through. So the Gemara explains what was the shakla v'tario. Omar shema chas v'sholom shbitosi psul ki avrom shotzem nishmo v'itzchus shotzem menu isav. Maybe there's a psul, and therefore I'm not zoicha to teach them to tell the achres ayomim. Omr lobonav, so the kid said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Omr, ki Hashem Shem Belibcho El Echot, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Yor Hashem is Echot, ki Hashem Shem Belibeinu, ki Hashem Shem Belibcho El Echot. The same way that you believe in the Yichud, we believe in the Yichud. Be'ois HaShoah, Posach, Yaakov Avinu, Ve'omar Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus, Olam Voed. And the big question is the following. First of all, if that is the case, that they had the Yichud, why didn't he say, why wasn't the Megala the Ketz? So then the question goes back, why is Nistal Kamimenu Shechina? That's number one. Number two, what does the reply of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elohim Voed has to do with anything? Right? In other words, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elohim Voed, what does it answer to them? So that's the first set of questions. Now, if you look at the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara quotes that Anshi Yerichui hayu koyerchim es hashmo velo hayu chachomim de chachomim were not what you call it, they were not moiche beyodom. So the Gemara says, Tarbon, kitz hayu koyerchim et hashmo. How were the Anshi Yerichui did? So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes, and we'll talk in a second, but the Gemara goes into the idea of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. So one of the Mandeomrim says, Mafsikim hoyu, they were mafsik. We'll soon see in a second what it means. Elo shelo hayu omrim baruch shem kvoed malchus olam voed. Anshi Yerichui didn't see Anshi kvoed malchus olam voed. And the Gemara says, ve'anan my time amrinan. Why do we say? Because Yaakov Avinu said. And the Gemara goes on and explains, amri rabbonan ichid navid. How do we say? How should we do? Nemrinhu, if we go say baruch shem kvoed like Yaakov Avinu, lo omr Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say in the Shema. Lo nemruhu, if we go ahead and we don't say, Omru Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu said, Yiskinu shiyomru muitza bechashai. So the Omisak, that you say it quietly. Now, on this, there are many questions. Number one, if Moshe didn't say, the fact that we said, why is that a problem? I mean, there are many things that, like the Tzlach asks, there are many things that we say tefillas and tishboches that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Why is it a pgiya in Moshe Rabbeinu? And the question is, why did Yaakov say and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say? And the third is, bechashai, how does that solve any of the problems? But even more than that, if you look at the Rambam, how the Rambam quotes this Gemara. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Shema, in Perek Aleph, Alocha Dalet. And he says, Hagoymer, Koyre Krishma, Kishu Gomer Pasuk Rishon, Omer Belachas, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. Velama Koyrim Boy. Masoyre Sibi Yadeinu, Shibishoshi Kibit Yaakov Avinu's Bona Bimitzrayim Bishas Bitzoson, when he gathered the children before the death, Tzivam Vizirzam Melichud Hashem. He was Mezares Demon Yichud Hashem. Now, Kasavish already asks, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says that what he was mezares them to do was to megalim the dekets, not alichud Hashem. So Rav Shach goes and explains in the Aviezer, yes, it makes a lot of sense, because Yaakov Avinu, to tell the kids means nothing. So because Rav Duram says, tipachatz boisem shiloyed akitzi, meaning what does it help you to know when the kids will be? So if he was megala the kids, he was megala the kids in something which is extremely real for them, because it's a prototype to Yichud Hashem. So that makes sense. This fact that he couldn't be Megale that must be a chisor nichud Hashem, because how the Rambam knows that how the Shema Yisrael helps, why Kosh Baruch Hu make all the kids? Yeah, because this is yichud Hashem. So what is the kids ayomim is to give to them the prototype of what yichud Hashem we are looking for. Ve'al derech Hashem sholach ba'avrom. And then it continues. Ve'omalim b'ni. Ve'shol oise ve'omalim b'ni bonai. Shem yish b'chem psoilish she'in oimit b'yichud on kol oilam. Okay, p'in yish b'chem psoilish. אז דן זה ואומרו לו שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד. כן, לא אמר שמע ממנו אבינו, right? ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד. Now the Rambam adds something. It says, פוסח הזוקן ואומר. פוסח הזוקן. He calls him יעקב אבינו the זוקן. Why does it say? Question about, ואונה בורך שם כבוד מלכוס עלו אלם ועד. וזאת אלה זו, לפיכך נוגו כל ישראל, לא אמר, so here he says, Noag kol Yisrael. The question, is this a takon or not? He says, Noag kol Yisrael. So Rav Shach says, it's a minag, it's not a chiyuv, because if it would be a chiyuv, I think we're going to soon see what happens, but Noag, let's go see the Loshon Noag. Loimach shvach sheshovach bo Yisrael hazokin. Again, he calls Yisrael hazokin achar posuk ze. Why does he call Yisrael hazokin achar posuk ze? What is the... But what do you want to tell them is Yichud Hashem. So for the Yichud Hashem, he had to bring Ketzayomim. Why is Ketzayomim such a gilui of Yichud Hashem? The Poshe Pshat is because Bayom Ahu Yeshem Echod Shmo Echod. But what is it exactly? But the Rambam quotes Nohagu. Why does the Rambam say Nohagu? Because, so, already the Bir Halocha, and the truth is, the Rav Shach also in the Avyez, he said, the Raya is from Anshe Yerichoi. Because the Gemara says, Anshe Yerichoi, what was Anshe Yerichoi? They're Koyachim Es Hashma. What's Koyachim Es Hashma? So the Gemara says, Eich Yovdi, Omar Rav Yehuda, Oymen Shema Yisrael, V'lo Hayu Mafsikin. They were not Mafsik. Right? What does it mean, Loi Mafsik? On the Loi Mafsikim, there are several different Pshotim. One, the Loi Mafsikim, one is that they were not Mafsik ben according to our girsa, right? Rashi's girsa is a little different, but the girsa, the Achronim say that maybe there's a toast on Rashi, or Moshe Feinstein said maybe there's a toast on Rashi. But the idea is they were not mafsik between Shema or Baruch Shem. They were not mafsik. And we'll soon see in Aloha is that you have to be mafsik. Okay? That's one. And the other one is that they said it, but they didn't say, Vizigasa Shayu Oimrim. Right? So layu mafsikin. So layu mafsikin means that they were not mafsik between Shema and Baruch Shem. Now, the other man, the Omer, says, Tonobon, Kitzat, Shema Yisrael, v'layu mafsikim, is Rav Meir. Rabbi Yudoimer, mafsikim oyu, they were mafsik, elo shelo hayu Baruch Shem kvoid malchus olam vo'ed. They didn't say Baruch Shem kvoid malchus olam vo'ed. Two pshatim Rashi. Either they didn't say it all, or they said, but they didn't say it belachash. So there are three ways. One mafsikin, according to one girsa of Rashi, means that the loyum mafsikin means that they were not mafsik. And the other one is the other pshat in the mafsikin. I'll do soon see in a second. Or the pshat is that they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusi Lolam Vada contra Bihuda. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the second pshat in Rashi, they said, but they didn't say Bechshai. Okay? And the question that becomes very obvious is, number one, why didn't they say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusi Lolam Vada? And if they didn't say, why weren't Chachomim Moichah Be'odam, if there's a Chiyuv? Because a big Shaila, if a person didn't say it, is Machloik Zachor B'Shabura quotes, if you have to say again Shema or not, Magen Avrom, and etc. So Bir Halacha says, and Nefshach, the Rambam writes Nohagu, because he's trying to say that that's not a Chiyuv. And the Raya is because Anshe Yericho didn't say, and Chachomim Moichah Moichah Be'odam. But the question is, why didn't they say? And why won't, even if it's a minag, why won't Chachomim Moichah Be'odam? What's a pshat in Anshe Yericho? But not only that, comes out that the pshat in Anshe Yericho is like very, very extreme. Why? Because one man domer says, according to Rashi, they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam, it's a riot that's on a minag. The other man domer said they said it, but they said it like Shema. Either they said it connected to Shema, or they said it loud. So it comes out there is a very big difference, like extreme difference was Anshe Yericho. He didn't say it all, but he said it like Shema. And again, why weren't Chachomim Moichah B'Yodim? And how can you have such a very extreme machlokes? But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha of Shulchan Aruch is that we pasken like all of this. In other words, all the mistakes of Anshei Yerichoi, we pasken like the mistakes of Anshei Yerichoi, that we don't not mistakes, to do not like them. And the halacha is, Tzorech Loimer Bechashai, we pasken the Chashai not like Anshei Yerichoi. And he says, Tzorech Lehafsik, Me'at, if Yesh Lefsafsik, he says, what Anshei Yerichoi didn't do, Kiika Kibur Malcho Shamayim Uposuk Rishon, brings quotes the Beshem of Drom in Samech Aleph Seif Kot Seif Yudalet. So that idea that Anshei Yerichoi weren't mafsik, we pass that mafsik. The question is, what's the idea to be mafsik? And why Anshei Yerichoi not mafsik? And lechur Anshei Yerichoi, there is like this extreme machlokes. Either they didn't say it, or they said it loud, or without a hafsaka. And why won't Chachomim Moicha B'Yodim? That's question basically number two, to understand what's the halacha and etc. Then the Gemara continues and says, so the Gemara, Omar Bitzchok, Omri Debe Rabami, Moshel Bat Melech, this is Moshel Bat Melech, Sheiricha Tzikek Dera, that she smelled Tzikek Dera. Tzikek Dera are some condiments that you put in the Kdera. Soon see what's the Kdera. Im toimar la yesh lagna, if you tell her that you're going to bring it, she'll feel bad. Lo toimar, but if you don't say and you don't bring it to her, yesh la tzar, she'll feel bad because she wants it. So she wants it, something which is embarrassing to her that she likes tzikek dera. Yitchil avadeh lavi b'chashay, that's why they bring it quietly. That's Hashem to Baruch Shem Kvoit. And the pele is, what does it have to do anything with Baruch Shem Kvoit? Right? Why is that tzikik deira? And is embarrassing? What does that mean? So, the Nefesh HaChaim, in his famous Hagor, in Perek Yud Aleph, he goes and he says that Baruch Shem Kvoid, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is Ichud Eloh. What? The Baal, we're going to use the Loshna Balatanya. Yehuda Eloah is called the Sev Kolamin. The Lev Shachaim says the opposite, but that's how the. And there, which means HaKudosh Baruch Hu is the Ichud, which is monism, nothing exists. The whole Leis Osar Poneminei, and the idea is that it's not Leis Osar Poneminei, means there is nothing from him, and we can't understand. And Leis Machshova Tfisa Beklal, the Sev Kolamin. Then there is Ibchin of HaKudosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's called Yichud HaTato, and that's Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusa. That is only a gilui of Shem Shamayim, something that you could relate. There is Kvoid and there is Malchus. And is Mamshech, the Baruch Shem Kvoid. And this is something which is much lower, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Batan, is called Bimalek Olamin. That's the less Osar Panui Minei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, but the world exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself within the Olamis. That's Bimalek Olamin. According to the Baal HaTanya. So that in itself is a lower ichud. Now this lower ichud is really an embarrassment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is like tzike kdera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, but is an embarrassment. And therefore we say it quietly. The questions are threefold. Number one, why quietly helps if it's an embarrassment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? That's Nefesh HaChaim. Why is that embarrassment? If it's such a lower ichud than Shema, why do we say that? That's number one. Number two that you have to ask is what does it have to do with before? Before we just said, we said Bechashai, because Yaakov said and Moshe didn't say, we did as a Pshara. If we did as a Pshara, what does it have to do with Tzikek Dera? The embarrassment. This L'Choira comes out and this actually contradicts everything we've been saying before. And also, what's the moshel of Chazal of tzikei kdera, condiments or this kind of psomim of pots? What does it have to do with it? What does it come to add? And what's the analogy? So to answer all of this, I think it's important to go into Baal HaTanya in our parsha. And the Baal HaTanya goes to explain, and I'm going to read it. We know there are b'chinas, which is the cognitive b'chinas. If you look at the four children of Leah, she had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And she said, Hapam, now oide es Hashem. What does it mean? And the Pasuk says also, by the Brocha, Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha, your brothers who acknowledge you. So the Baal HaTanya says, there is an avoidas Hashem, which is the cognitive avoid, which is chesed, which is din. And he goes to explain how the Reuven, the Mbchinas Areiya, here Baal HaTanya holds, you'll soon see that it's a very big debate. And truthfully, it's a sikha b'fnei atzma, but they are really saying the same thing. Is Reiya b'chinas chesed and ahava, or is it b'chinas ira? The Baal HaTanya always seems to say that's b'chinas chesed. Right, that's the idea. Katai yehevan yishi. Reiya is the pnei arye, right? So that's b'chinas chesed, the koach. That is what the Baal HaTanya says. The Reb Tzodok says reiya is b'chinas ira, right? The fuch is midas adin. But is it reiya? Is it ira tashem or ava tashem? And the same thing, shmiya, which is a b'china of ava and ira. Yelavan yishi is the one that you bring that, like the Sipur always says. What's a Lavani Ishi? That when you have two hands, you need somebody else to carry a third hand. So in other words, you create a balance. You make it part of your daily life. But that's the cognitive. Yehuda is the Bchinas Hoido, is the Bchinas Abito, which is the Spitz that we're speaking before. The Spitz of it is who? Is David HaMelech, that he was Mevatel himself completely. Because the Tachlis Avoid is Ata Yoiducha Checha, your brothers, which is the Hava, Veira, and Levi, all of that cognitive avoider, in the end of it, the bitul is what's necessary. Because by having the bitul to be mevatel yourself, then you could connect a Kodesh Boch, which is much higher and above the b'chin of the cognitive. Okay? And that's what it says here. It says the Baal HaTanya in page Mem Hei Amud Beis, page 90. Achine kol shloisha b'chinas anal, dos ribchinas. It's a Kodesh Boch in the cognitive world as he hides himself into the cognitive world. He brings a Kodesh Boch to the Memal Kolam. He brings a Kodesh Boch to the Memal Kolam. Okay? Reuven is Ahava, v'chulei v'chulei. But Yehuda is b'china soido, b'china sabitu, v'iskalus b'insof, y'mevatel the kelim, y'mevatel u'ilam hazeh. So you mevatel the Kodesh Boch, which is beyond Olam Hazeh. Mamesh asoyviv kol ilomim. Ve'em b'chinas ishtachvois b'tvishma. So that's the ishtachvois. So your brothers will greet you. Yehuda is a much higher avoider. The tachlis avoider is to cognitively come to the b'china that you mevatel the cognitive to something much, much higher. As we spoke about it, the avoider of HaKodesh Boch, who created the world, is yesh me'ayin. Our avoid is Ein Meyesh, as we spoke, the Albam goes from Aleph to Yesh and then to Ka to destroy it. By the way, I heard yesterday the Chassidim from Rabbi Aaron Piansky, the Chassidim, because of this, Lubav Chassidim, I never knew that, that whenever they learn something very deep, then they go to say how this learning that we just learned, how does it show that we really don't understand anything? The Tachlis Avoida is by the mere understanding you realize how little you understand. And that's the bitulation, that's the Tachlis Avoida. Says the Baal HaTanya something givaldic. It says in the Pasuk, and that is, which is, by the way, taking the b'chinas ha-chochma to b'chinas ha-keter. You take the chochma, the chochma le-nafshecha, but what is the tachlis? The keser le-roshecha. That's keser ha-malchus, that's Yehuda, that's a tachlis avoida. And the Baal HaTanya goes to explain the following. And that's on page Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Bura Matzchil Vehine. And it goes, Lasoreika b'nei atoino, v'lasoreika b'nei asoinoi. It says, what lasoreika? Soreika is the gefen, right? It says, oisir la gefen niroi, v'lasoreika b'nei asoinoi. What is the pshat? He says, v'lasoreika comes from Loshon Shurek, because we spoke about it. That the Tachlis Avoida is the segel, v'atem tiulis gula mikolamim, that you put the two powers of Chesed and Din and you balance it out. But the Tachlis Avoida is the balancing, that they should not be a triangle, but they should be like a shuruk. A shuruk is the three of them going down in an angle. They're all balancing but going down, because the Tachlis Avoida is using that balance to be mevatel. It's like lagefen. Lagefen is that you destroy the grape to bring out the wine. Nichnas yain yoitze soid. That's the soid hadover. That is the tachlis avoida. So the tachlis avoida is not to put the kelim in tikkun, to be the two imbalance, to create synergy, to create thesis and thesis and synthesis. No, just the opposite, is to create a beetle. The tachlis avoida is the beetle. That's la soreika bnei asoinoi is la shurik bnei asoinoi. That's what he says. Umeat hine soreika uzmoira raka violoda shenova zmoatim. What's soreika? Soreika, the posh pshat is a grape that has very few grapes and is very young. Umeat yaino itza mimena nika soreika. The little gray wine that comes out called soreika. Nekuda shurik. Ki gefen ubchina segol. Gefen means segol. Because gefen, you see, is three segolim. Become kolkud as defen usegol ki dichsiv gefen mitzrayim tasiya kosorim tzila. Okay, segol aval soreika ubchilas nikuda da shurik veashurik ish bo gamke nikuda shmesodet. They are the same didats ela shem zel lemata mize. Only they go down. Ki yeh adom shubchinas is kar v'slavos bekoyach shlosh nikuda zmata lemal mal lemata v'mutzak mo shekos bekomah achar ani segol aval ki shubchinas zrichu kmo koin. When there is a bechinas oido, the bechinas shurik, and the tachlis avoida is shurik. And that's a tachlis avoida. So we merely understand very well. Let's go to the tzikek teira. Boch shem kved malchus alaylam voed is the bechinas vakudash buchu boilamoy. But that's tzikek teira. That is the psalmim of kdeira, the kelim. Because that is the kelim. Akudash buchu within the kelim is a mute on the yichud. Because those oiras in the kelim are a very much of a detriment, of a lessening of the Yichud Hashem. So that's why Boch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Leilam Boed is Shem Kvoid Malchuso, the Malchus, which is shame, which is not a Kudosh Bochus Beatmoi, is the Tzikik Dera. Is a Kudosh Bochu, Memale Kolami, Bibchinas Akelim, Boch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Leilam Boed. But that's called Tzikik Dera. That's the psomim of the Kdera. We want a world without kelim, to be mevatel the kelim. The world was created in Shviras HaKelim because that is our prototype to achieve in the world of Shviras HaKelim, to have no kelim, to be kloisa nefesh, not to be a segoil. Segoil is nice, I attempt to use segula mikolamim, but that's tzikik tera. Therefore, davka here, why do we say bechashai? Because to tell you that the only reason Yichud Hashem can be bekelim is because the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding behind it. He's Bechashai. The only way Tzikik Teira is not an embarrassment to say that this is Chud Hashem is not real. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding behind the Kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chashai. So our saying the Chashai is because that's the unhog of Chashai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at it, that is why Moshe Rabbeinu, which is his Paklari HaMeira, to him, Baruch Hashem is not the ultimate Yichud. Because that's not Yichud Hashem. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechashai. Yaakov Avinu, which we're going to learn this week, Yaakov Avinu, which is the Bechina of the Ekev, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind it. That's HaKevayim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going from a world of quietness, he did say. How do we reconcile the two? So the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, we don't say, it's not because Moshe Rabbeinu said many things that we don't say. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not Yichud Hashem. He didn't say because what? His Shema Yisrael precludes Baruch Hashem. For Yaakov Avinu, that's a Yichud. How do you reconcile the two? Saying quietly that the only reason you could say Baruch Hashem is because the Shema Yisrael is quiet. That Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding behind it. That's how the Gemara says. That's why he reconciled the two. But that's the vote of Anshe Yerichoi. Anshe Yerichoi were the ones who believed that the Gilui Osit Lovoi will be a Baruch Shem Kvoi. That he says that the Baruch Shem has 24 letters. Shema Yisrael has 25. Altogether is 49. Leosit Lovoi Bayomu Yashem Echod Ushmo Echod is Baruch Shem Kvoi to have a Vov. A Vov Achibur connecting the two. And that's the Shara Hamishim, because that's a steer of Memale Kolamim, which is the B'chin of Yehuda, that you have the Kelim, but you mevatel the Kelim to go through beyond the Kelim. That's the void of Yaakov, that's why Mashiach ben David, because David is Dal, he connects it, but he goes a Dal back. After he becomes a Dalet again, that's a Tachlis Avoida, that's Leosid Lovoi, that is the connection, which is Shara Hamishim. Anshe Yerichoi, what's Yerichoi? Yerichoi is the one that broke the mechitzas between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaret that allowed us to go in. All the idea of Yericho is breaking. That's why it's Kineged B'chinas Areach. B'chinas Areach is the knowledge which is beyond the cognitive. Mashiach is not going to be a paskin, the Yericho Yibiretz Hashem, will be an intuitive psak, which is that combination of Baruch Shem, which is intuitive, but a Libi Oimer, which is V'shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. That is the B'chin of Yericho, which is B'chinas Areach. That's why Yom HaKippurim, which is the Yichud HaGomor, the call of the Kohen Gadol is Nishmad Yericho. How is that? They achieve in some ways the B'chin of Yichud HaIloah, which is the Soivev Kol Alim in this world, because they were Mevatel, the Mechitzes. How is that pronounced? It's all the same thing. Either they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvoid, because Shema Yisrael is the ultimate Yichud, so they didn't need Baruch Shem Kvoid. Or for them, Baruch Shem Kvoid is in the same Madrega as Shema Yisrael. That's why they said Bekol Ram, and they were Masik. They can avoid this for them Yichud HaTatah, they rose to Yichud HaIloah, which is the B'chin HaSareach, which is B'chin HaMashiach, which is the Avoid of the Shuruk, which is the Avoid of David HaMelech, and that's exactly the Osik Lovoi, when Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael will be exactly the same thing, and will be able to reconcile together.